Harper Audio presents Siddhartha's Brain, Unlocking the Ancient Science of Enlightenment by James Kingsland. This is Stephen Crossley. Introduction. We are all mentally ill, said the smiling monk in the wide-brimmed hat, as if this explained everything. My partner and I were staying a couple of nights as guests at Amaravati Buddhist Monastery near Hemel Hempstead in the Chiltern Hills of southern England. I was a science journalist with a Guardian newspaper, and had travelled up by train from London the previous day to interview the abbot, a kindly Englishman in his 50s named Ajahn Amaro, who has been trained in the strict Thai forest tradition of Buddhism. The three of us stood in bright morning sunshine on a path that led between neat flower beds from the painted wooden huts of the monastery's retreat centre to a field of rough grass, where men and women were pacing very slowly and deliberately, each absorbed in a private world of his or her own. Some were walking back and forth between trees, following tracks worn in the grass by thousands of tramping feet. Others were relentlessly circling a bell-shaped granite stupa at the centre of the field.